From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A suicide bomber struck a temporary voter registration center in Kabul, Afghanistan. Officials report at least 9 fatalities. A health ministry spokesman said the blast wounded 56 others. One man was an eyewitness.
The site visit was confirmed by the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemicals.
There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing. North Korea's official agency says that the country will never use nuclear weapons, nor transfer nuclear weapons or nuclear technology unless provoked. It's also halted missile tests effective Saturday. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop welcomed the announcement with caution. President Trump welcomed Pyongyang's announcement and said he was looking forward to his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. An international chemical weapons monitor group says that inspectors have collected samples at the site of an alleged gas attack 2 weeks ago in the Syrian town of Douma. Emergency responders said at least 40 people were killed in the suspected April 7th gas attack in Douma. The U.S. and its allies blamed on the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Damascus denied involvement and said the attack was staged. U.S. lawmakers are strongly endorsing continued American military engagement in Libya, calling it vital for the country's unity and to ensure it does not become a hub for terrorism. U.S. involvement has been a divisive issue ever since the Obama administration launched UN-authorized military intervention aimed at saving pro-democracy protesters from a government crackdown in 2011. This is VOA News. 4 former U.S. presidents were among the mourners who gathered to pay their last respects to former U.S. First Lady Barbara Bush. Jeb Bush.
Mom got us through our difficult times with consistent, take it to the bank, unconditional, but tough love. She called her style a benevolent dictatorship, but honestly, it wasn't always benevolent.
The United States is calling out North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran as morally reprehensible governments that violate human rights on a near daily basis. But the State Department's country reports on human rights practices 2017 also cited improvements in some countries' records, including Liberia, Uzbekistan, and Mexico. The year 2017 saw human rights violations in many parts of the world, with the plight of Rohingyas in Myanmar near the top of the list. Malaysian police said Sunday that an investigation is underway into the gunning down of a Palestinian man a day earlier, and gave assurances that security was being beefed up in the country following a recent high-profile assassination attempt. Gaza's ruling Hamas militant group said that the Fadi al-Bach was an important member of the group and accused Israel of being behind his killing early Saturday in Kuala Lumpur. His death comes just over a year after the brazen assassination of the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at Kuala Lumpur's International Airport. Southeast Asian women have pleaded not guilty to killing Kim Jong-nam by smearing a nerve agent on his face in a plot that prosecutors say was masterminded by the North Korean agents. Malaysia's national police chief said that the security has been beefed up and an investigation is underway. The United States, again, calling out North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran as morally reprehensible governments.
In its annual Global Human Rights Reports, the State Department singles out 4 nations as egregious rights violators: Iran, Russia, North Korea, and China.
China continues to spread the worst features of its authoritarian system.
Acting Secretary of State John Sullivan says the 4 nations restrict freedoms of speech and assembly while acting out against minority groups, adding the U.S. seeks to lead by example. Groups like Amnesty International are denouncing the report.
And U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he is contemplating a visit to China for discussions on issues. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.